Welcome to the Freelance 2 podcast. This is issue 7 for November 28th, 2014. So it's been a slow week here in the U.S. with the Thanksgiving holiday and everything. I'm actually recording this late just because I had family in town and, you know, doing the whole family holiday thing. But it's nice to get back into this. And one thing about the holidays that's pretty nice is, you know, since I'm freelancing, I can kind of take time off whenever. So actually this week, I took half a day off to go to the movies and lunch with my wife, took some time off to kind of get ready for the holidays, and then took the holiday off. And this is the day after on Friday. And so I'm taking this whole day off except for, you know, doing this podcast and getting this issue out. It's a nice thing. You don't think about it, especially after you've been freelancing for a while, but it's nice to kind of have that flexibility. You don't have to ask a boss to have time off, or if you need to, you know, change your schedule around the last minute, it's really nice. But let's get into the resources. So the first one is Should You Niche Yourself by Brendan Dunn. I focused on a niche almost right away. I was, you know, doing a lot of Redmine stuff, and so I became known as the Redmine guy. In this article, Brendan actually writes about niches and specialties, and he gives you a really easy three-step process to figure out what your niche could be based on the work you've already done. So instead of, you know, trying to think about it and come up with a niche off the top of your head, or what I see a lot of people do is figure out, like, what do they want to work in? And sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. Brendan actually takes the other approach and is, you know, looks at who you've already worked with and see if you can kind of figure out a niche from that, which is pretty nice. In a similar thread, Tom Ewer asks, how do you can kind of examine the skills you have and what you're trying to do and see if that lends itself to like a different specialty you can focus on. So it's kind of similar to Brennan's in that Brennan's talked about like the clients you worked with and the value you provided for the clients. Whereas the second one from Tom talks about like what skills you have and how that can help you specialize. So I think it was a good contrast. It's a nice, you know, you can do one and then do the other and see if there's some kind of some overlap between the two. And this week, sponsor of the show is The Freelancer's Guide to Long-Term Contracts. This is a training course I created, basically teaches you how to find, win, and, you know, keep going, maintaining long-term contracts for clients. This is what I've used so that I could, you know, land a client and keep them for 3, 4, some cases 5 years. So they become steady, almost reoccurring income, which is kind of the holy grail of all freelancing income. So this training will help you learn how to do it and kind of give you some details and give you ideas of how you can kind of structure this and in a way sell it to your clients in a way that makes it valuable for them and also valuable for you. Your time is basically one of the resources you have that it's impossible to get back, and it's also the most valuable you have. If you bill by the time, it's very easy to really understand that, you know, this is the time, this is the value you put on, you know, an hour, on a day, or on a week. But even if you do project-based billing or fixed price or anything like that, you're still limited by, your time still limits you by the amount of stuff you can get done. So if you're completely busy, you can't book up another client. Sometimes, I've had this happen quite a bit, but sometimes clients will want you to give them some work. You know, maybe it's a free sample at the beginning of the project. Maybe it's as the project's going, they want you to comp them some hours, or maybe the project's done and all paid up and they want some extra work at the end, but they don't want to pay for it. That's kind of a problem because that's, like I said, that the time's the one resource you're not going to get back, and it's probably the most valuable in your business. Phil writes an article that talks about how at different times and in different circumstances, giving away his services, how it's helped his business, but also how it's hurt its business. So it's an interesting story, interesting way of thinking about it. In the article, 6 Ways to Avoid Burnout and Fuel Your Fire, the author writes about how you can kind of recover from burnout or kind of prevent it in the first place. And I think that's important because I've burned out a few times. A couple times it was like, you know, a day or two where I needed a break. There's been a few where it's been like, I need a week, maybe 2 weeks off. And then there's at least once where I had to take a couple months off. I was still working, doing things, but I wasn't doing client work. Like I basically took time off to do some writing and to kind of relax and recover. It's nice because after a certain point, like you're like, okay, I feel like I'm recovered. But if you really burn out, it's still a struggle to get back into what you're doing. And so if you can avoid it and prevent it, or even, you know, set yourself up so that when you start noticing the burnout, you can recover from it, that's going to be a lot better than just ignoring it until the problem, you know, festers and becomes something huge. And I know several, maybe a few freelancers that have actually burned out completely and then had to leave the business. So burnout is a pretty big risk for people. So like I said, in past issues, I'm kind of working with building like a content marketing plan. This article from BidSketch is called Repurposing Content to Stretch Its Value. It's an interesting thing because when you're doing content marketing, especially when it's like me where it's just one person solo, you really run out of time. Like, there's some really amazing systems out there for creating and getting content to people, but they'll need like a full-time person, two full-time people. You know, they basically need more time, more effort than one person's able to do while still actually working in their business. This article is interesting because it talks about how you can actually repurpose your content so that you can create it once and then with a little bit of effort, make it into multiple pieces. And I've heard this before and I've done this with a few things. In fact, two of my books, one on refactoring Rails and then another one on Redmine itself, were actually repurposed content. They were blog posts and emails that turned into actually paid ebook products. So I know this works. It's good to have this in your mind, especially if you're getting started with content marketing or, you know, marketing in general, because if you can create your content in such a way that it's easy to repurpose, it becomes easier to repurpose. You don't have to go through as much work. And then in the final one, there's a nice comic, Freelance Freedom number 362, talks about commuting accidents. So that's something that you kind of wrap up your week with a good funny. So I've hope you enjoyed this issue and got some value out of it. Please let me know what you think, both of the newsletter and the podcast. You can send me an email by replying to the newsletter. You can @reply me on Twitter. I'm edavis, the number 10. Or you can leave a review in iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you found this podcast. And I'll be back again next week with the latest news and resources for freelancers. Thanks.